My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how to buy a business with no money down. So when we say no money down, we basically mean $0 coming out of your pocket. There's many different ways to do it. You know, I've been fortunate enough with the single grain acquisition. That was almost no money down. I paid $2, so it was close to zero. So I think many people, when you think about buying a business, it seems like this really big undertaking, and it is, but they often think that they're priced out because they can't afford it. Well, Neil and I want to talk about, hey, there are some ways to buy businesses with no money down. And in the last episode, we just talked about inflation. A business can be considered a hard asset if you have hard contracts, or if you have real estate, or if you have inventory, if you have stuff like that. Those are considered hard assets as well. So Neil, you want to start first?
The easiest way to buy a business with no down is to do seller-based financing. There's a lot of people who don't want to be in their business anymore. They're older, they're looking to retire, and you'll be shocked on how many of them are willing to sell with just seller-based financing, in which you run the business and you pay them out, and you can use a lot of the profits to do it. Typically, you have to look for people who are retirement age, not people who are 20 or 30 looking to retire. More so realistically, you need to look for people who are like 65, 70 who are looking to retire. And there's a lot of businesses like this. In most cases, they won't be digital businesses, but they're offline businesses that are old. They still produce money. But what you can do is take those old school businesses and add that digital component, such as marketing online. Or you can end up, you know, optimizing for Yelp reviews and things that they probably never did, or even just take their processes that they use internally and update it with software that just makes things more efficient. So that way they have higher margins. The possibilities are endless. And there's so many of these companies that are run by people in their 65 or 70 years old, and they're just looking to give it off to someone and get out because their kids don't want it.
Yeah. So Neil and I both know this guy is awesome, Andrew Gazdecki, who runs a website called MicroAcquire. And so I'm looking at one of his tweets right here. He's talking about just doing some math. You have 12 billion plus boomers who own businesses. Let's assume that 40% of these people pass down their businesses to the family. And so you have 7.2 million small businesses left. And so over the next 15 years, the majority will plan to sell. And so you divide 7.2 million by 15 years, which means 480,000 businesses per year will be open to acquisition. Now, to Neil's point, if you're going to do seller-based financing, let's say Neil has a business doing, he wants to sell it for $10 million. So I might go to Neil and say, hey, Neil, why don't we do this? I'll give you $2 million, okay, as a down payment, so 20% down, and the rest will seller finance it. So the rest of the $8 million will seller finance it over 2 years or so, right? And so, you know, you seller finance it over 2 years, well, that's going to be, what, $333K per month? And so you might say, hey, Eric, I don't have any money right now. I don't have any capital. Guess what? Let's say you don't have the $2 million. You can go to friends and family. You can go to banks. You can go to other people. You can try to raise that money, that $2 million, to not take anything out of your pocket. And you can go to your investors and say, hey, you know what? Look, I know how to run these businesses. I have a proven track record. Why don't you invest in me? And then you can basically say, okay, like they pay for a chunk of it and they get maybe 5%, 10%, something like that, right? And then you might get the other, you know, 10% or 15% of the business. And so I'm just giving you high level math. Obviously, it gets a little more complicated, but that's how you can do it. Or you can buy a failing business probably for pennies on the dollar and get an even better deal. But just know that it's a lot more work to do that. If I were to go back in time for the Single Green acquisition, I probably wouldn't do it because it was a big lift. So Neil, you want to close it out?
There's many different creative ways to end up doing it. On a last note from me, another thing that you can do is, and this is a bit of risk, but more so risk with your time, buy the business with a call option where you have a predetermined price and you can pay for it later down the road and you can work on it and you grow it and the revenue, you know, any of the existing revenue goes to the founder, any of the upside goes to you. And then if you can continually grow it and you like it, then you can put in your call option and just buy the whole business, but you don't have to make any payments and you can test the waters with little to no risk. Most people aren't willing to do that. Some are. It's worth a shot checking that out as well. And make sure you check out marketingschool.io/live. We're doing an in-person event soon. If you want to come, go there and we look forward to seeing you there.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.